Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to be the unlimited source master of divine creation that you truly are to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance that you truly desire. You'll find tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at zakaran.com. So here we go. Mysterious attractions. Bum, 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 bum. Da-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-da. Now, I know I'm incessantly blithering on and on about the law of attraction and how every single experience we have attracted. But what about those attractions that really seem to come out of the blue? Like, if you're unhappy thinking negative thoughts about this and that, and you stub your toe on the table leg, well, you kind of expect it, don't you? You go, oh yeah, that makes sense. I've been thinking about how much I hate this and don't want that. And of course, I kicked my toe, didn't I? If you look back at every single good or bad experience in your life, you can see the roadmap of thought that led to this good or bad experience that you had. Now, what if something shitty comes up and you just didn't expect it? You just can't figure out what attracted that experience to you. It just seems way out of the blue. So one master key in this situation is to understand that every attraction, regardless of its origin story, you attracted to give you greater levels of clarity about what you like and what you want, and the things that you do like and that you want more of. Because you can comfortably, numbly sit on some issues in life or a relationship or some situation, and nothing seems to improve much in those situations. But eventually, because you're launching rockets of desire every day for improvement, eventually something's gotta give. Eventually, you're going to hit the tipping point. And that's when the upsets and the breakups and the accusations and the insinuations and the dramas come up. Seemingly out of the blue, whether you were ready for them or not. Even if you're only subtly annoyed about something, but not annoyed enough to get off of your ass and do something about it, eventually the law of attraction is going to make some movement in your life towards improvement, whether you're ready or not. Because the law of attraction has no choice but to give you more of whatever your focused upon, and your source is always leading you to improvement of every situation in your life. If you're not making any forward movement and just sitting on your hands, the law of attraction will just keep piling more and more stuff on you and in your life every day because you're focused on those unwanted things. And until the teeter-totter flips. And so that's when those mysterious out-of-the-blue attractions pop up. But they're not out of the blue, they're just out of the oblivion. Because you were oblivious about what your own vibration was doing and attracting. And your daily perceptions of unsatisfactory situations and relationships and subsequent desires for improvement are attracting those dramas and upsets. Because even if you're only thinking about how you dislike certain situations and not thinking about a positive, better feeling alternative, nonetheless, your source has created those better feeling alternatives for you in vibrational reality. And your source is guiding you towards those positive desires, towards the manifestation of those things that you want in your life. But sometimes we need a little push in the right direction, and that's when the big dramas arise that seemingly give us no choice but to make a big decision. Usually that is a decision to go towards what you want by leaving this unsatisfactory situation. Even if what you want isn't here yet, the unsatisfactory situation at least motivates you to leave that, to get away from the pain, and hopefully towards pleasure. The key is to understand that you're going towards pleasure, not just avoiding pain. But pain is a great motivator and a great clarifier, because it gives you great clarity about what you don't want, which gives you great clarity about what you do want. And hopefully you will now focus upon what you do want to attract more wonderful things that you do want. So anytime the shit starts flying, so to speak, just understand that you were less than fully conscious about your desires in relationship to this person, persons, or situation, but now you are very clear about what you want. And the next key is to now focus on what you want and not continue focusing on what you don't want, and not blaming and playing the victim game in regards to what unwanted thing has given you clarity about what you now want. The other key factor in regards to your mysterious manifestations and tracing their origin story is, how do you feel? Because how you are feeling about this current dramatic situation is the same way you have previously been feeling about similar and other situations, based on how you've been thinking about them and reacting to them. So how do you feel now with this current situation? Do you feel rejected, misunderstood, lonely, disrespected, not good enough, powerless, helpless, inconvenienced, frustrated, guilty, shameful, whatever it is? Now, based on how you feel now, what have you been feeling in similar ways from other past experiences and your past thinking? Especially, what thoughts have you been thinking as a result of those experiences that made you feel that way? Because thought creates vibration, and vibration creates feelings. Feelings are a gauge of what you've been thinking and vibrating. And even if your previous thoughts were different, if you felt the same way, then they were the same vibration. That's why experiences and manifestations feel like they come out of nowhere, even if you're very conscious of your thoughts and what you're creating with those thoughts. So when the pile of dino dung falls on top of you, how do you feel? As an example, I experienced a manifestation from certain people that were criticizing and judging my behavior in a certain situation as inappropriate and deserving summary punishment. And of course, rejection. Not knowing, of course, because they are normal humans who are unaware of the law of attraction and the fact that they attracted this situation and this behavior because of their thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions that are limited and judgmental in nature. They're unaware of this. Now, of course, I'm aware that they're unaware of this because I'm an aware person. And instead of them taking responsibility for their own attractions, for their own growth and clarity, and placing their attention upon what they do want now, based on their experience of experiencing something that they don't want, well, they did the typical human pattern of judging, criticizing, condemning, etc., and trying to get rid of whatever was making them feel bad. They tried to feel better by criticizing, judging, and condemning what they didn't like and didn't want, which is the classic reaction from anyone who doesn't understand the law of attraction and who believes in victimhood and the lie of assertion that bad things can assert themselves upon you, and who believe that they must control external people and situations so that they can now be happy with an improved condition, rather than improving their internal conditions to attract improved external conditions, which is the conscious, deliberate way to create what you want and the most empowering way to live. And like every conflict between people, there are always two sides of the story, two perceptions of the story, or many perceptions if there are many people involved. And one person's behavior may be criticized and judged profusely by one person or many people who have similar beliefs and perceptions. But to other people and another group of people, well, that behavior may be seem totally appropriate, or at least not really any big deal, not anything to write home about, not anything to certainly criticize, judge, and condemn about. To someone who is less of a drama queen and less of a big-ass victim, to someone a little more enlightened, my actions wouldn't be anything to even comment about. Especially when one knows that everything is attracted and that there are no victims, and perceiving other people's behavior is purely subjective and personal in nature, based on how you think, how you believe, how you perceive reality to be. Luckily for me, I understand that how other people act and react around me has nothing specifically to do with me and my personality or my ethics or my morality, etc. People act and react in every situation around every person based on their own beliefs and their own perceptions. It's like the classic Zakirin Law of Attraction saying, what other people think about you has nothing to do with you and is none of your business. And you are not responsible for how others think and feel. And it's not your responsibility to make anyone else happy. And it's not even possible to make other people happy, because we each create our own realities and no one can think and feel for another. So I'm not responsible for what other people think and how they act and react, even about and around me. I'm only responsible for attracting their behavior, just as they are responsible for attracting my behavior based upon my perceptions and their perceptions, etc., regardless of how they may perceive that behavior to be. So here we jump back to, how does this situation make me feel? Well, I'm puzzled as to how and why I could be perceived so insanely and blatantly wrong from my perception, especially because I know how utterly amazing I am. I feel misunderstood, misjudged, disrespected, dishonored. I could go on and on and on. And of course, you having your own experience, you're going to have similar thoughts. So the question to ask is, what have I previously been thinking about where I felt the same way, which attracted this situation? Well, if I really do a deep dive, this has been brewing for a while. First off, this was a well-established group with their specific biases and dynamics and beliefs, etc., about how to express yourself in the theater, etc., how to do improvisation, etc. And I am a very experienced performer and teacher and, of course, freedom master. And my expertise was never really honored and acknowledged and utilized in this group, which I thought was, you know, I was fine with, because I didn't really want to be the director of this group. But I certainly had specific biases of where I thought that the group should go and how it should be. Should have been directed, etc., etc. And obviously, I was not fine with how things were. I tried to guide subtly towards a higher level of professionalism, but the directors had no desire to share their empire with me. Again, I thought I was fine with that, and you know, I was happy to just be a player, just happy to be an actor. But obviously, I wasn't happy with that. I wasn't happy just being directed by somebody else. And my desires to direct my own shows were obviously leaking out as projections and, dare I say, judgments about the right ways that that group should have been doing things and should have been directed. And overall, I had never felt like a fully integrated member of that performance group, whether It's their stuff, my stuff. It really doesn't matter now. Plus, I had some dramas, at least in my own head anyway, about some other performer friends who didn't invite me to play in their group, and I couldn't understand why they wouldn't want to play with me. So just like in elementary school, I felt rejected, etc. Because let's face it, this whole relationship thing of you hurt me, I hurt you, it really is just childish stuff, isn't it? And anytime you have a group dynamic, the relationship scenarios get really complicated psychologically. And also mixed into the soup is all of our personal perceptions of self and expression and love and rejection, etc. And of course, you can throw sexuality in there. That's always in the soup, which was a factor in this situation. We all want to be loved and honored and respected, but getting those things from other people is always fraught with disaster because you can't get love, honor, and respect from someone who doesn't know how to love, honor, and respect themselves. So even with one's great wisdom and intuition, you can speculate what other people's psycho-spiritual pathology is, but it really doesn't matter because you have no control over other people's stuff and how they think, etc. The only control we have is in what kind of stuff we are attracting from other people. You can speculate why people thought you had a fairly decent relationship with, become raving lunatics, and judge you and reject you, etc., etc. But again, their psychology is really none of your business except for what in you attracted this behavior and this situation so that you can have more clarity about the kind of people you want in your life and the situations you want in your life and the relationships you want in your life, etc. So instead of trying to figure out the pathology of other people, it's more beneficial to just figure out your own. And it's helpful to understand that one of the purposes of relationships is to show ourselves what we are vibrating so we can get that vibration into alignment with what we want. Because relationships are great at showing us what we don't want, which gives us great clarity about what we do want. Of course, then the path of mastery is to focus on what we do want and pay no attention to what we don't want so that we can attract what we do want. So in this case, this group was never going to give me what I wanted, and it wasn't their job to give me what I wanted in the first place. And it's my job to create what I want and attract similarly vibrationally matching people who want similar things as me. Hence why I have created my own improv group. It's tricky business entering a well-established group with set dynamics because your vibration with your differing beliefs and perceptions can be like a disruptive force, can seem like a disruptive force to other people, and they can dream up all kinds of bullshit around you because from their beliefs and perceptions, which might not even remotely be true. And it can seem like you're trying to take over or whatever people could perceive based upon their beliefs and perceptions, or you're being inappropriate somehow, or unethical somehow, or immoral somehow, or too sexual somehow, or whatever. And they could lash out in response because they don't understand attraction and don't understand that they attracted you for their expansion and growth. And of course, vice versa, you attracted them for your expansion and your growth, which is always the case. For me, I was still trying to fit in. I was still trying to fit my round peg into their square hole and didn't recognize that I had gotten all I needed to get from that group dynamic. But regardless, it all became very clear from their actions that I was well and truly done with that group and their pile of bullshit. Just like any relationship, we often try to hang on to the bitter end to try to, you know, make things work and squeeze all the juice we can possibly get out of that relationship. But sometimes it is well and truly time to hang up your hat and throw in the towel and surrender to the fact that that relationship is well and truly done and I got all I needed from it and it's time to freaking move on. It's time to lick my wounds and move on to greener pastures. Sometimes I forget how strong and potentially disruptive my love and my light and my extreme mastery and awareness is for other people. For those people vibrating at similar levels, I'm a joy to be around. But for those vibrating at denser, lower, limited levels, well, I am not a joy to be around at all, because my light is illuminating what they are trying to desperately to hide. And my individuality is just too free and crazy for them. That is the case for everyone in their relationships. Conflict always and only arises when two or more conflicting vibrations are clashing. And those relationship clashes illuminate each other's repressed shit, so to speak. And both or more parties who are vibrating similarly can lash out in response as their limited beliefs are brought up within them. And of course, in classically human reactive form, they blame whoever is around them as the cause of their feelings, their bad feelings. But their feelings have nothing to do with the person that's supposedly causing those feelings within them, because no one can impose feelings upon another person, good or bad. So in my case, I'm being blamed for limited feelings within certain people that has nothing to do with me, other than the fact that our interactions and my alleged behavior and ultimately my vibration has brought up their repressed stuff that they need to optimally take responsibility for and get into alignment more with more fun stuff. So it's really handy to understand that how other people feel around you has nothing to do with you. You're just the messenger. But as usual, humans often shoot the messenger because they hate the message so much and don't want to take responsibility for the message that they have attracted. Bum, 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 bum. Instead of blaming you for what your presence has evoked in them, they should be thanking you for illuminating the psycho-spiritual pathology that they were unaware even existed. But of course, they're unaware that it exists, so they can't thank you. But now that it has been brought to the light, so to speak, now they can deal with it in a holistic way if they were aware and chose to. So I must practice what I preach and do the same thing. Instead of going, Jesus fucking Christ, what a bunch of complete, ignorant, unenlightened, repressed dickheads who can't take responsibility for their own shit and must project their psycho-spiritual bullshit upon others so that they can feel better about themselves. Instead of playing the victim game, I must thank them for illuminating within me the psycho-spiritual pathology that I have been unaware of and denying within myself. So, thank you, royal assholes, for illuminating my repressed shit for me to finally fucking deal with so that I no longer attract assholes like you and only attract nice, compassionate, enlightened, aware, generous, creative, open, adventurous, caring, fun people who aren't drama queens and who turn little teeny molehills into big giant Mount Everest mountains. Because that's, of course, the typical pathology of humans and how the law of attraction works. Because they started out by making a really big deal out of something I believe to be completely inconsequential and actually inaccurate. Something that I would have just disregarded or at most casually pointed out to someone else who might have done a similar thing. I would have just, as a director, as a teacher, I would have just said, hey, you know, just mentioned it. I would casually. No big freaking deal. And then, of course, they escalated that with other completely erroneous bullshit that, you know, that little inconsequential molehill was then drama queened into higher than Mount Everest, like humans are so fond of doing, especially when they have repressed issues that they don't want to deal with, that can be brought forth by someone with such great light and be seen as a threat, and then, of course, needs to be quashed and rejected, etc. The point is, in every relationship situation, there is always a long list of psychological issues that are in the mix. And to the degree that the individuals in those relationships are taking responsibility for their own psycho-spiritual pathology, which I'm loving saying in this podcast, or repressing and denying their shit, so to speak, is the degree that those relationships will be nice, open, caring, compassionate, loving, creative, and fun, or will be full of big dramas and conflict and people turning molehills into mountains and making big-ass deals out of nothing. Because all dramas in any relationship situation of two or more people all exist because someone is blaming someone else for how they're feeling. If you do this, I'd feel better. If you didn't do this, I'd feel better. When the fact of the matter is, it's not their freaking job to do, act in any certain ways to make you happy. It's your job to make you happy. So let all those relationships in your life, all your lovers, all your children, all your parents, etc., all your bosses, all your coworkers, off the hook. It's not their job to make you happy. It's your job to make you happy. Now, in my case, I was being blamed for what these other people have been feeling, regardless of what I physically did or did not do, because what I did or did not do is absolutely unimportant. All that is important is, why did I and they attract this situation? Why did they attract me? Why did I attract them? And why did they attract my behavior? Why did I attract their behavior? What can we learn from these experiences? And what about this situation do I dislike and do not want? And then, of course, more importantly, now that I am clear about what I do not like and do not want, what do I want? Well, for those people, they're not enlightened enough to go there. So for them, it's the typical human reaction, which is, get rid of what or who is making me feel this way. Reject, criticize, punish, get rid of this thing so that I can feel better, because I've got, now they're gone. The pain has been removed, so to speak. Get rid of this thing, get rid of this person so that I can stay comfortably numb, denying my own psycho-spiritual pathology, or to put it in more simple New Age terminology, so that I don't have to deal with my own shit. But I have no control over them, nor do I want to control them. I don't care if they improve or change at all. I do not need them to act in any certain ways so that I can be happy. I am happy and content and fulfilled regardless of what anybody else does or is doing. So like any relationship where one individual is vibrating at a higher level than another, there is nothing for me to do except move on swiftly towards what I want, which is my own professional show and more people, more fun people, more fun experiences, more fun shows, etc., etc. And, of course, to be around people that take responsibility for their own stuff. For them, it's get rid of what causes us pain. And those who are vibrating at lower levels, well, let's all stick together in our pain and repression and try to get rid of anything that causes us pain and repression, not understanding that they attracted that pain and repression, that situation, which is causing them pain, etc. It was never going to work out with me and them anyway, because they were not conducting themselves on the professional level that I operate at. And my gifts and expertise were not being utilized as they should have been. or at least from my beliefs and perceptions. That has nothing to do with them. They have different perceptions entirely, and of course they have the right to that, etc. And that was never going to happen anyway, because people in authority like to hang on to their own empire, and they don't like to share power and control. And in this case, share creativity. Anyway, it was a perfect manifestation, as are all manifestations perfect, because it showed me where I really stood in relationship to that group, which was an unsatisfactory position. And this situation has propelled me to get off my ass and be the director and the teacher I truly am, and create my own shows under my own divine direction. I was just in denial, and had been for a very long time, that group was actually a vibrational match to me, which it never ever was. I was trying to fit my round peg into their square hole, as I said previously. I'm an extremely, and you should understand this as well. You really have to understand that I am an extremely powerful force of evolution, growth, expansion, expression, creativity, spirituality, and fun. And sometimes I forget that fact. And so it's going to be the same for you. You got to, you know, say, hey, I am an extremely powerful force of evolution, growth, expansion, expression, creativity, spirituality, and fun. And sometimes I forget that fact, especially dealing with normal humans who do not know their divinity and their unlimited creative power, and are completely in denial of their divinity and their power to create anything and everything they want. But regardless of the dramas and judgments, all that is really important is the clarity I now have about what I want, and the kind of people that I want in my life, who I want to play with, who I want to create with, who I want to interact with. People who take 100% responsibility for their own shit, their own good stuff, their own bad stuff, and don't project their fears and insecurities upon others, and project upon others and demands upon others that they need to act in certain ways so that they can be happy. People that have open hearts and open minds. People who understand that the purpose of life is joyful creation. People who understand that the purpose of life is to experience the contrast of wanted and unwanted things for the clarity of knowing what you want, and then creating those desires into physical reality. That is the purpose of our lives. The purpose of life is not to try and get rid of unwanted things, people, and situations so that somehow, miraculously, what will be left will be the things, people, and situations that I want. Contrary to how most humans live their lives, life is not about getting rid of unwanted people, things, and situations so that you can feel better. That is a quantumly disempowering way of living, because there are way too many external conditions and people that you've got to control so that you can feel better. The only truly empowering way of living is get happy and be happy now, unconditionally, regardless of external conditions, people, and situations, which attracts pleasing external conditions. The normal people in your life will possibly never know what they are doing with their energies. They're completely unconscious about their vibration and their thinking. They're just reacting to life rather than deliberately deciding what they're going to think about. They will never know how important it is to take responsibility for their own thoughts and their, of course, own vibration. And then, of course, what they're attracting based on that vibration. My former theater performers will probably never understand anything that I'm talking about here, and probably will never take responsibility for their own stuff to truly lead self-empowering and fulfilling lives. But that is absolutely none of my business, and it's not my job to enlighten them at all. It's not my job to try and change other people so that I can feel better around them because they've changed their behavior. It's my job to take care of my own stuff so that I can attract happy, generous, open, caring, responsible, fun people. That is all. That is my entire job on planet Earth. The specifics of our conflict are meaningless, and the psycho-spiritual pathology behind it all could be analyzed forever and ever. But the cause of conflict and dramas is absolutely unimportant. What is important is the clarity that you receive about what you want from that unwanted experience. Or in this case, for me, what I want. And it is very clear to me what I want. I want vibrationally aligned people that match my extreme levels of love, joy, well-being, and abundance. Simple. I want people in my life who don't take life so freaking seriously and who don't turn little molehills into big giant mountains. I want people in my life who laugh rather than cry at life. Who understand that there's nothing important going down here. And this is one big comedy, not a big drama. I want people in my life who understand that they 100% create their own realities and who never play the poor me victim game. I want people in my life who praise rather than punish. People who see the good everywhere and in everyone and pay no attention to the bad. People who focus on the positive and pay zero attention to the negative. I want people in my life who take responsibility for their own happiness and who don't need other people to act in certain ways so that they can be happy. I want people who are fun and who want more fun and more fun and more fun and more fun and more fun. I want people who are addicted to fun rather than addicted to drama and conflict. I want people who are happy, appreciative, generous, caring, open, enlightened, aware, smart, clever, creative, spontaneous, adventurous, abundance-oriented, loving, and fun people who want more fun and more fun and more fun. So it was a bit of a little affirmation rampage there for you. And of course, you can write your own similar rampage for the kind of people you want in your life. So I hope you have enjoyed my podcast, Mysterious Attractions, bum, 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 bum. And it helps you to know what to do when you attract something unexpected in certain relationship situations that you thought were, you know, pretty decent or at least not too bad. And especially if you're accused of things that you just go, what the fuck? So that you can get into alignment with what you want and then create those desires into your life. But most of all, I hope this has helped you to have fun, and it will help you have fun on your entire journey of desire and creation, because that is the most important thing. Because again, the purpose of life is joy. The purpose of life is fun. Purpose of life is not to figure it all out and see where everything went wrong. It's purpose of life is to create new fun stuff. So if you enjoyed my podcast, and I know you did because it was freaking amazing, please share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and my podcast channel, please, The Master Keys of Creation. Tell your friends about my podcast and YouTube channels. And come visit me at zakiron.com, where I have tons of more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate, happy, abundant, creative creator of reality to literally make all your dreams come true. My name is Zakiron, and I'm here to help you remember that you are an unlimited master of divine creation, and you have the power and freedom to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance. And fun you desire. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!